This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me two very important photography people. I have with me Gavin Furlonger, who is a photographer, well known himself, and the owner of Gallery F, the only photographic gallery in Cape Town, focusing only on photographs and archival and all those sort of things he's going to tell us about, and David Lurie, who's got a solo exhibition at the moment at Gallery F called At Water's Edge.
At the Water's Edge.
Okay, you'll have to correct me on that one. And tell us, Gavin, about the gallery briefly and why you particularly chose David Lurie's show.
Gallery F has been going on for some 20-odd years, during which time we've been building up a collection of photography that has otherwise what I consider to be endangered. In other words, has every chance of being lost or destroyed. And so we've built up more and more, and so we've become quite institutionalized with that kind of work. But now we're breaking away and introducing contemporary. Now, David, who's with us, has been a photographer for many years and has built up an astounding collection of work during that time. And At the Water's Edge is his latest, I'm going to call it essay, which is very personal, and he'll tell you all about. And we're very privileged and proud to have it up on our walls, making a difference.
So, David, tell us the subject and what you chose and how you got there.
I moved from London to Cape Town permanently, and I moved to Hout Bay in 2011 after 31 years in London. I take the drive along the M6 from Hout Bay to the city centre virtually daily, and I'm privileged to have the most spectacular drive and view imaginable. I was finishing a book during COVID, and it was about, well, it's called Dreaming the Street, and we were all in lockdown, and suddenly the sea began to speak differently to me. Not every day, but the weather changes, and what I began noticing was, rather than the peacefulness and the sublime beauty, I was seeing isolation and distance and disconnect of the lockdown. The world came to a standstill. And it became clearly quite a depressing prospect. And I started photographing or looking for those images in the sea that more closely represented the kind of images I was trying to create around those feelings. And doing research into seascapes in photography and literature, and trying to relate my work to the photographic tradition around the subject.
It's a brave volume of work, and I think one of the things it does for me is relate to the turbulence that we're going through currently in the world. And I think the only way to appreciate it is to actually go at the water's edge by going to Gallery F, and it's on the Archive and Museums map, the new edition, and get there and relate to David Lurie's very interesting exhibition at Gallery F. And to find your way there, or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.